Burst Music Exchange. Exchanging music.
Welcome to the Burst Music Exchange. Tom, we've just finished doing the show. How do you think it went?
I think it went really well.
What can the listeners expect to hear in the show?
Well, the clue's in the name. They can expect us to be exchanging music between ourselves, between us and the listener.
And the local community.
And the local community, because it's all focused on local music.
We also had Adam Coburn live in the studio for a session.
Yeah.
And an archive piece about Chislehurst Caves.
Yeah, and the music that was played therein.
So expect music from Phil Smith, The Worry Dolls, Krista Green, Goan Dogs, and many more. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to the Burst Music Exchange with me, Michael Dale. And who are you?
I'm Tom Harrison.
You
nice
are
to be
Tom
here.
Harrison. No, is it nice to be here, Tom?
It is nice to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Do you want to know what today's show is about, Tom?
Go on, tell me what today's show is about.
I know that's what you've been asking all morning. What's it about?
Yeah.
Tell me. Basically, so this is the first in the Burst Exchange series where we're going to be exchanging things with the listener. And, you know, with ourselves.
Yeah, with each other.
With each other. And so today's show is a music show. So I'm going to be showcasing some local talent from the Bournemouth sort of Dorset area. I think we go to Bristol. We stop off in Swanage.
A brief sojourn in Brighton.
In Brighton.
Yeah.
And then I've put one in from London. Which,
right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that local, is it?
But yeah. We've got some live music coming up.
Yeah.
In the studio, we have Adam Coburn. He's currently singing behind the glass. He can't see me. Look forward to that one.
Yeah.
Tom, do you want to just quickly tell us what we just heard there?
That just now was Solitary Thinker by the Common Tongues. I really like that, actually.
Yeah, very good.
But yeah, so they're the aforementioned Brighton band, a little five-piece from Brighton, and that's from a little EP of theirs called Tether and Twine, which I was just saying before. I really like that as a little name. I'm annoyed that they've...
You've said little twice there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It's not a little name, it's quite a long name.
I'm annoyed that they've taken that because I quite like that as an EP.
Do you think we can nick it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, they say that they're kind of an alternative experimental band, which I'd agree with. Yeah. I'm with them on that.
I'd agree with it.
And they've recently done a little tour, another little. But it was little.
Yeah, this one, you're justified in
tour
your use
in Germany and Belgium.
Brief stop in Belgium. They only played one gig in Belgium.
They have a new EP out soon, and you can check them out, find out more about them on their Facebook page.
Yep.
Or by checking out commontongues.tumblr.com, which is their website.
I think they've got gigs, sort of future gigs, up on there.
Yeah.
We're going to move now from Brighton to London.
Yeah.
This is a song called Back Again by Phil Smith.
Come and loose, take my rope and noose. Wait a minute, hold it there. Know I'm red. I gotta go. I'm coming down, please help me. We left. but you won't go through all that again. And we cannot go through all that again.
Phil Smith there with the song Back Again. Which is which is coming from a which is coming from an EP which he's going to release soon.
Yeah.
So Phil,
it's a nice song, that, isn't it?
Very nice song. Yeah. I think
there's a slight whiff of nepotism going on
in the air
in the studio here, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, no. So Phil is someone that I know from school.
Okay.
From London, but he went to Exeter University, which is, you know, it's in the southwest.
It's not a million miles away, is it?
No, and he sort of he gigged extensively in the Exeter area, so I thought, you know, he kind of fits in.
Yeah.
The main thing I like about Phil is his voice. I mean, what a voice.
Yeah, really nice voice.
What a voice, eh? And the annoying thing about Phil, you know.
Yeah, go on.
Is that he's one of these people who can just sort of write songs like, you know, he can toss off a song every day. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, it's going to be a great song.
Can he really?
Yeah.
Right.
Which, you know, it's
that
annoying.
Is a talent, isn't it?
But it's, obviously, it's a great annoying thing.
Well, no, it's sort of a chicken and egg thing, that, though, isn't it? Because if you're writing a song every day, you're going to end up being a pretty good songwriter. So what came first?
What's that? Oh, what came first?
What came being first, a good being a really good songwriter or writing a song every
probably
day?
Probably writing a song every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you might have wrote some stinkers.
Yeah. Written. I'd be interested to hear them.
Phil, send in your stinkers.
Yeah.
Listener, if you want to get involved, we are running a hashtag on the Twitter, which is hashtag Burst Exchange.
Yeah.
Burst is B-I-R-S-T, just for you. Actually, if they listen to it, they know that.
Yeah.
Because they've gone on the website. You know, they've seen it. Tom, what have we got coming up next?
Next up is a cover of the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by The Worry Dolls.
Lucy in the sky.
darling.
I've got my mind, four wheels on my car, so I'm just fine. I won't leave this to chance, because I want to make you dance and sing along with me until I die. No, I won't leave this to chance, because I want to make you dance and sing along with me until I die. Wow, I'm happy for a reason. That reason's just the thing that gets me through. Wow, through ever changing seasons, that reason is that I belong with you. And I've got my mind, four wheels on my car, so I'm just fine. I won't leave this to chance, because I want to make you dance and sing along with me until I die. Wow, I'm happy for a reason. That reason's just the thing that gets me through. And wow, through ever-changing seasons, that reason is that I, that reason is that I, belong with you.
Krista Green and Happy For A Reason there. Before that, we heard a little cover there.
Yeah, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by by the Worry Dolls, their cover of it.
It's an cover interesting of the Beatles.
Cover of the Beatles song.
Just in case you didn't
know. Interesting little cover though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
changes it a lot.
It's very, very different. It does annoy me when bands release like a cover of a song and it's so similar to the original, like they may as well not have done it.
Right.
And that is that's taking the opposite of that to the nth degree, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Which I quite liked.
Yeah.
I quite like the concept of that.
I like it.
But yeah, that was by the Worry Dolls, and they're a little band from Bournemouth. Their debut album, which was released in 2013, was called The Man That Time Forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Around the time of which they played 10 gigs in various venues across Bournemouth area. You're thinking that's fairly normal.
Yeah.
I'd do that if I was releasing an album. But hang on
a minute.
They did that within the space of 12 hours.
Oh,
so I don't know what that is.
Tom, what's going on there?
That's almost a gig an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's just under a gig an hour.
So that's pretty good effort.
Do you reckon, so Tom, you've gigged a little bit.
Sure.
Do you reckon you could do that 10 gigs?
Oh, I'd struggle.
12 hours.
I'd struggle.
I would definitely struggle.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No.
Forget it.
No. Well done then.
Well done them. They've got a website, haven't they?
They have. So if you want to check out more on them, it's worrydollsuk.com.
Yeah.
And they're playing a few gigs in the next few weeks. Not quite as many as they're 10 in a day.
Imagine if you kept
up that pace for like a year. That'd be mad. But yeah, they've got one in Poole on the 30th of Jan, 8th of Feb in Camden, Bournemouth 20th of Feb, and a couple more. But you can check out their website for more details.
Yeah, after that we heard a song by Krista Green, Happy For A Reason. Now, Tom, I know you love that song.
I really like that.
You love it.
Today was the first time I heard that, and I'm already
great little poppy number,
enjoying
it.
Yeah.
So Krista's a 29-year-old singer-songwriter. She's from the Bournemouth area, and she's been writing songs for over 10 years. I think she's sort of, I think like Phil Smith we did earlier, I bet she's written thousands.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I bet she's written loads of them.
But she's prolific, isn't she?
That's a great song. The lovely thing about that song, it's about a minute 50.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be...
Minute 50. Lovely.
Gets all you need done in that time.
All you need, mate.
Really nice brass and cello as well.
Yeah. Great. I think it's a great summery vibe.
Yeah. I'm right behind that song.
Winter at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, happy for a reason. You can check out her Facebook page, or she's got a website, which is kristagreen.co.uk. She's also on, you know, Twitter and all them things. Coming up next, we are playing a piece from the Burst archive. Right. And the piece is called Stars of the Musical Underground. Now, this piece was made by Phil Donkin, who's a past alumni.
Yep.
A past alumni? That's not right, is it?
No. That would mean he used to come here.
Okay. A past student slash alumni.
Alumni, yeah.
Of this course of which we do. He made this piece in 2002, and it is about the Chislehurst Caves. Have you heard of the Chislehurst Caves, Tom?
In passing, but... Don't have that much knowledge on them.
No, so the Chislehurst Caves, If you can guess what they are. Stop me if you can.
Are they caves in Chislehurst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got it right. So I've been there. Been there a couple of times. Amazing sort of caves. But not many people know that back in the 60s and 70s, they were used as sort of music venues. Now, you're thinking, you know, small bands might have played there, local bands, which they did, you know, part of his heritage. But to name but a few, right, you've also got the likes of Jimi Hendrix.
Blimey.
Rolling Stones. Sir David Bowie.
Yeah, they're big names.
And the Floyd.
The Floyd?
Yeah.
What, Pink?
Pink. They all played there.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
And now this is a little story about the venue.
Record there from the Supremes, little thing called Darling, keep me hanging on. It's disgusting the way you keep me hanging on.
Chislehurst caves are down and out. Deep down and way out, the Friday night rave in the Chislehurst Caves, where top groups play live, Caroline DJs move it on, and everything swings. Just 3 minutes from Chislehurst Station, or direct by bus from Bromley. Plenty of parking space and a cafe. Every Friday night from 7:30, the Chislehurst Caves.
Hey, baby, if you're all alone, maybe you'll let me walk you home.
We're entering into where they used to have all the bands and the music going.
It was really, really loud. And a lot of activity and very, very hot because, it was, you know, you're actually crowded with people. Although it's cool in here now, I remember it being... And, of course, people jumping around the place and generally enjoying themselves.
And we had these gigs lined up and they would often be at different venues all the way around, and Chislehurst Caves would be amongst them.
It is a very unusual venue because, as you can probably work out, it is actually genuine caves that you're playing in.
I mean, all I remember was the music, you know, and being the place where it's supposed to be at, because this was the place to be at that time.
It was great. It created the atmosphere for him in the first place just by being there.
Yeah, yeah, all of this would have been absolutely packed out in every tunnel. Will be packed out of people, usually doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
It was one of the early venues, before anybody else was doing it. It was there.
And I remember seeing somebody that I really liked around the corner, that was a soul band, and then a friend of mine coming round and saying, there's a bloke round here, you must go and see him. A bloke called Jimi Hendrix. I said, yeah. Who the hell was he? Didn't know who he was.
Yeah, what I say now. Hey!
And came round and saw him doing his bit with his groupies at the front, lots and lots of screaming women at the front, and he was doing playing with his teeth and playing behind his back as well. I remember that quite well.
Yes, as I said before, it's really groovy. I'd like to bore you for about 6 or 7 minutes to do a little thing. Yeah. Excuse me for a minute. Just let me play my guitar, all right? It was, and that was a very, very... You couldn't get near the place.
Really, the memory is that we did the gig there.
My brother-in-law, Dave, actually played there the night that Hendrix played.
We were interested to see what the Hendrix thing was all about. There were obviously people who followed him around, masses of people that crammed in to see him because he was a new craze, something different, something raw, probably a kind of band that no one had ever seen before, coming from somewhere that a lot of people couldn't imagine. And so who was this guy creating this music?
Yeah, you had people like the Pretty Things, you had like Hendrix down there, Floyd apparently played down there.
And then, of course, all local rock bands. So Frampton, and I'm sure Dave Bowie played the Caves at one time, and lots of other bands. You're standing in... front of the stage that was used for most of the concerts.
I'm pretty sure there was the main stage area to the sort of left as you go in, and then there were others further down, and we were quite deep in the caves in one of those areas.
A very simple stage. It's got wooden sleepers, well, they look like sleepers, in as a surround, and then it's just hardcore pushed in with a quite a thin cement top, just smoothed over like a big cake, really, and then a brick wall at the back. You can't imagine today rock bands being on a stage that size, of course.
Seeing the stage like that from this direction, I remember now seeing it. But the dust and everything, and people would be up against the walls, moving out the way so you could actually find your way through. There was obviously lighting, but it was all just coloured lighting. There was no proper lighting, so you couldn't really see very much.
Because of the nature of the caves, it lent itself to being a venue where you could put two or three support bands on, because it was a lot of linked caves, each band could have its own cave.
Yeah, that's right.
Couldn't
that's
you?
Actually, yeah, I remember it. It was a big breeding ground and training ground for a lot of musicians.
That's right.
A lot of local musicians as well. And there's been a few, I mean, people like you, Peter Frampton's and those guys. Mm, and
the Herd, yeah, they all played down the Herd, played there.
Yeah, they played there quite a lot, yeah. Before he went off into Humble Pie and, you know.
But this place used to have all the up-and-coming sort of newish sort of groups. So, you know, people that we hadn't heard of, but there were what I call college groups or university groups, all the groups that were playing in those sort of venues would come here.
There were some phenomenal nights down there, apparently. I mean, I played down there myself once. Remember, it was so damp, our PA first, you packed up, yeah. It was so damp down there.
Very damp. Very hollow sound in there as well, the sound not very good. I played down there on at least three occasions, but terrible sound, but the place was always jam-packed. Great atmosphere.
Yeah, fabulous atmosphere. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, I always remember that when we came out, the equipment was covered in chalk.
It was very hot. There's no ventilation, or hardly any, so it got quite steamy in here. The floor, it was dust, thick dust. It was much worse than it is here now. And we used to be kicking that around.
Yeah, that's right.
You used to drop down from
everything
the ceiling.
Was, including you as well.
Yeah, you had chalk all over as well. So
the other thing I remember is that apart from the dust, is that every 5 minutes the flipping juice would trip out, and all the reverb effects and everything would all die off slowly, and then back up again. That was happening quite frequently.
And I do remember vividly having the power cut off while we were still had all the gear there. And you can't remember whether you can't tell whether your eyes are open or closed. You're going into the club room, so there were two bars in the club room then, and there still is two bar rooms in there.
Just in this small area, you wouldn't be able to move. You have to fight your way around. Oh, hundreds and hundreds. And they'd all be spaced out as well, all of them. Absolutely high as a kite. And we used to drink, it was just Coca-Cola. I don't think there was drink down here, alcohol.
And you could put bands at the end. So I suppose you could have two bands going at once in this area.
You know, it was quite a walk, I can't remember now, but I remember being at one end, and then somebody coming around and saying there's something on. There was normally about two bands playing, and you could traverse between the two. And they wouldn't interfere with each other either, because the music down that end would stay down that end, and vice versa down here. So it was quite good to have multiplex, isn't it, really? And it used to finish at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and all the neighbours used to whinge, because we were all then walking, because you had to walk home in those days. And I used to walk home to Orpington from here, which has got to be, 6-7 miles, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, freezing cold.
there was a lot of
trouble down there. I don't think it was a noise problem, because the caves killed that. I think it was just sheer quantities of people sort of marauding around late at night, and local residents complained a lot.
Thinking about the venues that were around the Bromley, Chislehurst area, that was unique in those terms, where every other venue was either a hall or it was part of a pub, restaurant, a school. They weren't dedicated in the same way.
Local venue-wise, it was probably had quite a long consistency about it through that, I'd say, 10-year or so period, sort of like late 50s through to the turn of the 70s.
So you had this ideal venue in terms of it was all in one area. You had the whole aura of the place being as if the older people wouldn't want to go there. It was a club type feeling where the younger people get together and identify in their own world and have their own entertainment.
It was quite a quite a key venue, I suppose. I mean,
I'd rather like the Marquee Club, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you was a local band, you wanted to play the Caves.
Yeah, you wanted to play the Marquee Club, yeah, because you'd arrived once you'd played the Marquee Club.
Even if you hadn't.
Yeah.
It probably played a bigger part than anybody would ever know for the entertainment round there. And that's why you had big bands going there. You know, I kind of mess around town,
and I gave it a gun. It was good fun. It was really good fun. I remember that.
So there we go. That was the archive piece. Stars of the Musical Underground from 2002, made by Phil Donkin.
Yeah, interesting little piece.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stuff I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Chislehurst Caves a few times, as I said.
Yeah. You
know. Not going to say why.
Why not?
It was for a sort of game that we used to play there. But
Was that an organised thing? Or?
It was an organised thing.
Okay.
It was pretty nerdy.
Why have they stopped doing it for music, though? It sounds brilliant. I can't understand why they'd stop.
If you're not, if you don't know Chislehurst Caves, I'm talking to the listener here, not you, because I know you do.
I know them well. I have an intimate knowledge.
Look up a picture of them on the internet and you can see kind of how dark and small an area it is. And I think that would be an amazing place to see a gig, don't
you? Yeah, it really would.
And the thing about that, it links into what we're doing here, because it's all about, you know, as well as the big bands, and some local bands there. And, you know, the local music scene, the live music scene, which is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Just to remind you, we've got Adam Coburn in the studio coming up at around 3 o'clock. But before then, we've got a couple more songs from the local area to play you. Coming up next is a song by the band Go and Dogs, who are a five piece from Bristol, and this song is called Running.
Say
Running by Go and Dogs there. They are a five-piece band from Bristol, Tom, and they describe their music as calypso sleaze.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's spot on that.
Yeah. Do you know what calypso sleaze is?
Well, it's like calypso, but a bit more dirty, isn't it?
Bit sleazy. They also say that their music is very cinematic. That's how they describe it. And I would agree. Sort of the lyrics are very different. They're sort of painting little pictures in the lyrics, telling little stories.
Yeah.
Which is very nice.
Yeah. I thought they sounded quite a lot like... well, there were elements of Yes in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the like 70s prog band.
70s
like,
prog band.
Particularly the harmonies. And I think the lead singer sounded a bit like John Davison. He's the lead singer of Yes. Brilliant. And the bass as well, quite Yes-y.
Yes, a Yes-y bass.
But I'm a fan of Yes, so Yesian music gets a big thumbs up from me.
A big yes from Tom there, yeah. For the Going Dogs. They released an album in 2012, which was called 20 Minutes from the Border, which I've heard, and which is great. I would recommend listening to it.
Heartily.
They're all over the internet, you know, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah. Goanddogs.com is their website. They're playing a few gigs in Bristol in the end of January. I think that's tomorrow. No, is that today, the 30th? Tom, they're playing in Bristol tonight.
Blimey.
Get yourself down there. I thought we'd just say a little hello to our guest, Adam, the studio. Hello, Adam.
Hey!
Hey! How are you doing?
Echo? Are you in a...
Yeah, no, I could be.
In an oil tank?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I was just fiddling with some pedals.
Just fiddling. Adam, how are you doing today?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Ready to give us some tunes later on?
Yeah, debut on live radio.
Debut on live radio.
Fantastic.
Lovely. Adam, you yourself lived in Bristol.
I did, six
for a while.
Years.
Can you sort of, you know, do you feel the Bristol vibe there?
You just found out that you guys are from Bristol, so I'm scared because I know what it's like being from Bristol. You know, you guys
horrible.
Are bad.
It's horrible. Right, okay, well, we'll be hearing from Adam, more from Adam, about 3 o'clock, maybe a bit later than 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Up next, we've got a song by Drew Allen, which is called The Deal.
Looking on, thinking which way will he go as he shakes his ass from the sun. When I break these chains, I might find me someday. Well, it's time and I got to run. The men won't find out about my big breakout, and then they'll hear the whistles blow. The sirens we wail, and they'll chase my tail, but they don't know where I'm gonna go. They said I should never go there. They said they think I should stay. But my love's been found, Artie won't let me down as long as he don't hear me play. A man, he sits there in an old rocking chair as he struggles to see through the mist. Who pulls out a tissue from inside his shoe and says, I think you can assist. I need to disappear and I need to get here. Well, tell me if you're than mine. He says, you're in a craze, and I tell you 10 days, but follow the railway line. They said I should never go there. They said they think I should stay. But my love's been found, Lord, he won't let me down as long as he don't hear me play. Not a sound, another deserted town. Back through more fields now though. Dark skies and another sunrise. Can't be much longer to go. He slows for a while, walks so many miles. Shakes his head and puffs his cheeks. With shoes filled with blood and covered in mud, but driven by the fortune he seeks. They said I should never go there. They said they think I should stay. But with my love's been found. Artie won't let me down as long as he don't hear me play. His nerves have all spread and he sweats from his head. Now the time's finally come. Alone stands a man, pen and paper in his hand, waiting for a deal to be done.
That was The Deal by Drew Allen. Drew lives very, very close to Bournemouth, so we're talking properly local here.
How far, though?
We're talking like a stone's throw.
Really?
But a spit away from Bournemouth.
A spit?
Yeah. But you're thinking...
What, as in...
What, you could spit that far?
Could you?
Well...
Depends where he lives.
Depends how good your spit is. Yeah. Or how good your arm is for the stone's throw.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're thinking, maybe he's a one-trip pony, can only do music.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
That's what I was thinking.
You're wrong, because he traded in a career with Formula One manufacturers McLaren to do that.
Amazing,
so he's got many strings to his bow.
Yeah. Many strings.
Yeah. He was also invited to support James Blunt by the man himself. So, you know, that's a pretty big name drop.
Yeah, yeah.
There.
So James Blunt chose him from a campaign they run in the Bournemouth Echo to find a support act.
Yeah.
And James Blunt specifically chose him himself.
Yeah. And describes him as a cross between Neil Young and Jake Bugg, which I think that's fair enough.
There's a bit of Dylan thrown in there as well.
A little bit of Dylan. Take a dash of Jake Bugg.
Yeah.
Sprinkle on some Dylan.
Yeah.
And cook in your Neil Young oven for 20 minutes, and you'll end up with a bit of that.
Bit of Drew Allen.
Drew Allen.
He's playing in Bristol tonight. Another person playing tonight. Tom.
So the listeners are not going to know what to do with themselves tonight. They're going to be torn.
Because, you know, do you go and see Go and Dogs in Bristol? They're both in Bristol. They can see both.
Yeah.
They can see both shows.
Good.
Go from one to the other. That's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Wow.
Come on. What do you mean, well?
Well, it depends if they're playing at the same time. I'll tell you what. Catch the first few songs from Drew.
Yeah.
Then go and see the Dogs encore. Yeah?
Okay. Good. That is a piece of advice for anyone listening in Bristol.
Yeah.
If you want to get involved on the Twitter, it's #BurstExchange. Just to remind you, we've got Adam Coburn coming up live in the studio at sometime after three. Around three, we'll say around three. Up next is a song by the band called Violetic. This is Ethanol. We'll be right back. caught you on words though, didn't I? That was the band Violetic with a song Ethanol. They are a three-piece band from Bournemouth, and they formed in 2013. Tom, how did we find the band? Just explain that.
How did we find that band?
Yeah.
Well, we were both quite into Nearlight, which is just a CD that we found lying around.
Yeah.
Their EP.
Yeah.
We found that and really liked that. So looked it up online. Disaster. They no longer exist.
No, the band Nearlight no longer
exists.
They've
disbanded.
Yeah. Disbanded.
Banded. Yeah. But fortunately, out of the ashes of any phoenix, a new phoenix will rise.
Yes, this is true.
And in Nearlight's case, that phoenix was Violetic.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing about Nearlight were an instrumental band, weren't they?
Yeah.
And the sound was pretty similar, sort of ocean-size-y.
Yeah.
You know, this band have sort of added the vocals.
Yeah.
But they've also got a new direction, I think.
Yeah, but you still got hints of like ocean-size, this will destroy you. God is an astronaut.
Yeah, still got that.
Godspeed You, Black Emperor.
Yeah.
Those kind of bands.
That's true. They have released a new EP, which is called Ethanol. That track is taken from it.
It's the title track.
That is the title track. You can download that song for free. Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. For free.
And they say there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, there isn't.
Well,
such thing as a free song.
I wouldn't eat that song.
No.
Ethanol as well. Don't drink it. It's a song name. It's not. You can get that from their album. Okay, no, from their website, I mean. And they are playing in London on the 11th of February. And you can check out their page for more. Now we're going to have a song by Hannah Robinson, which is called Songbirds in the Afternoon.
You cannot hide, so I listen.
Songbirds in the Afternoon there by Hannah Robinson. Another one with some nice brass.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear that the brass is doing well.
Brass is not dead.
As a trumpet player, I'm glad to hear that that's, you know, it's having a revival. It's very much a brass renaissance.
Yeah, in the Bournemouth area, everyone loves a bit of brass. Tom, the time has now come to 3 o'clock.
It has.
Which means that we are going to go live in the studio to our guest, Adam Coburn.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Take it away, Adam.
We won't go far tonight. Moving out, I cannot see the road outstretched in front of me tonight. It's not about me tonight. It's all about you tonight. It's not about me, but tonight, it's all about you, tonight. Yeah, the band hit real hard, I know it's coming, we've gone foul tonight, tonight. Oh, everything will be okay, stick with me, I know it may tonight. It's not about me, but tonight, it's all about you, tonight. It's not about me, but tonight, it's all about you, tonight. It's not about me, tonight. It's all about you tonight. It's not about me tonight. It's all about you tonight.
It's one of the first ones I ever did. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, eaten by fleas. Oh, chickadee sitting next to me says the mini televisions look like bats on trees. They don't love you. They don't love you. They don't love you. They don't love you. They don't love you.
Bicycle into a lane. That was Adam Coburn there. He's gonna come and join us live in the studio, Tom. Oh, your mic isn't up.
Well, there's your problem.
There it is. In Adam, lovely stuff.
Here he is.
You can take a seat there. Great stuff, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
So is this your first appearance live on radio?
Yeah, live on radio. I've been recorded back in Oxford, where I'm from, ages ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fox FM, that was when I was like 8. So.
Really?
Yeah, man, a long time
ago. What was that about?
Oh, youth projects and things. I used to get involved in those a lot, so yeah.
Oh, lovely. Adam, you've got a very interesting setup going on in there.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't see an instrument.
No, yeah, I use loop pedals, and so I've got a DL4 delay station which does all the weird echoey noises, and then I have a loop station as well, which I record into. But I do have instruments. I just didn't bring them with me. I kind of pre-record them at home.
Yeah. So you pre-record the stuff.
Yeah.
Get it all ready.
So I got a little like the worst drum machine you've ever seen in your life. it is really the worst thing. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's probably going to insult the company. And then the rest is just bass, and I got a couple of distortion pedals or like a couple of little things I like to play with. So yeah.
All right.
Toys.
How long have you been kind of playing music? Like in this kind of setup?
This setup is about a year and a half, just under 2 years. But I've been making music in bands and stuff since I was about 15, 16.
Really?
So yeah.
That long?
Yeah.
That long.
Yeah.
Who would you say you're influenced by musically?
Oh, that's a big one. Okay. When I was a kid, I used to drive a lot with my dad. Well, he drove. I didn't drive. That would have been weird.
That'd be illegal.
So when I was growing up, it was a lot of like Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush.
Ooh, yes.
And Genesis, you know, hitting the big names.
What about the Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush song?
Yeah.
What song is that again? Don't Give Up.
Don't Give Up.
It's very strange video.
Yeah, we were watching that video recently, actually. Apparently, my dad saw
it live, and they were on Segways, him and even Peter Gabriel's daughter.
Oh, really?
And they did the whole song on Segways, which sounds like the weirdest thing I've ever
heard. Yeah, well, he did Salisbury Hill on a bike as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I have heard of that as well.
Good. Yeah,
he likes doing those kinds.
But on mum's side, meatloaf.
Really?
Yeah, a bit of meatloaf there. Can't go wrong. Yeah, who doesn't love the loaf?
The loaf.
Yeah.
Strong loaf.
But later, like music that I got into later would be more kind of like the Nevada desert rock scene, which is like Queens of the Stone Age, Masters of Reality, weird grunginess, but lots of distortion, pedals and shouting, but some melody in there as well.
Yeah, that sounds kind of coming through.
Yeah, is it? Oh,
song.
Good.
Yeah, I can hear that.
That's
song.
Nice.
the Kate Bush. No, elements Kate Bush. What about phase two? Did you say you had a phase three of tests?
I do have a phase three, yeah. I mean, recently, obviously, the setup here is you can blame Reggie Watts for that. I saw him.
I will.
Yeah.
Instead of an angry letter.
Wave your fist. Ooh, she called her boy. He's I saw his stuff, and I saw a couple of his live stand-ups, and I was like, that's really cool. Yeah. I really like that. And then I sold a load of equipment that I had that I wasn't using, like an old synthesizer that we always have and things like that. Stuff you're like, I'm going to buy this and use it, and then it collects dust for about 7 years.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So he's a massive influence, and recently more kind of like Chad Van Gale and I just played there, and Subtract. I mean, that was a big thing recently that I just got into, which was really interesting. Eclectic was what a friend of mine said. You'll listen to anything but the charts. So,
we like that, don't we?
Yeah.
We like that.
Bloody charts.
Dig at them. And Adam, how can people sort of find you in the local area?
That sounds a bit ominous.
You know, I mean, that kind of, you know.
I'm usually in Sainsbury's, you know, just hanging around the meat aisle, poking the meat. Yeah. I usually play Buffalo on a Tuesday evening because I'm quite busy at the moment with other stuff, so I can't really play out a lot. But I'm usually doing Tuesdays at Buffalo in Winton. So yeah.
Right. What about an online presence?
Online, I've got a lot of random blogs and things, and that's under Kirby Chup. Which I'll have to spell it, CURBYCHUP. That's kind of my aim. So if you type that in, it tends to come up with me. Okay. You'll probably get some random things.
Multi-platform
as well.
You've got a lot of projects.
Cross-platform. Yeah. Fingers, pies.
Fingers in a lot of pies.
Yeah.
So Adam, right, thank you very much. If you want to go next door and get ready.
Sure.
We're going to hear more. Tom, can you believe it?
I can't.
We're going to hear more of Adam. After Adam, we've got one more song from a local Bournemouth band.
Great.
You've been listening to the Music Exchange on Burst. Okay, that's what they've been listening to, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed it?
I've enjoyed it. I mean, I've enjoyed exchanging music with you and with the listener.
We're not even at the end of it yet, though. That's the thing. We've still got more.
Still got.
Can you believe we've still got more coming up?
Yeah.
Right. We're going to go back to Adam in the studio. Adam, you ready? Take it away.
Let's do it. This is a new one, so let's go.
When you feel down and you're lost for sure, you never know why, but then you just open another door. You're gonna work out in the way you know. There's nothing wrong with rolling down, go with the flow. You gotta get off the mat and try. You're gonna fight when you won't and never give up. And then you clap down in the soul of yours. You never clap down, you never clap down, you never clap. Clap down in the soul of yours. You never clap down, you never clap down, you never clap. Stand up when they knock you down. You better survive this time for the crown. And your friends will tell you to give up now. But if the dreams we're fighting for, y'all make somehow. Get up off the mat, get in the ring, and do your thing. Never give up, cause you're fine for sure. And never clap down in the soul of yours. You never clap down, you never clap down, you never clap. Clap down in the soul of yours. You never clap down, you never clap down. Down in the soul of yours. You never clap down, you never clap down, you never clap.
Cool. Yeah, that was one of mine. This is my last one. This is Caught a Ghost, Time to Go. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I like to play it. Here we go.
Of an answer, searching for questions, and love will be broken hearted. Daisy's my best, it's made up of lessons of loss before I've started. A little white lie, a big black sky, emptiness open up on the dashboard. You feel like yourself, like you're someone else, telling you to try what you felt before. Living out your past life, trying to make a living as an outlaw. But the problem you see, still ain't it what it used to be. Everyone's too stupid by now. You pack up your gun, make your best run, thinking isn't breaking new ground. But is there such a thing when you watch the rain wash away everything that you found?
Where does the time go?
I think this could be the last one, Jimmy. Why don't you take the last one with me? I gotta say, it's good to be home. Sometimes I miss you when I'm out there alone. It's come around sometime, then clear your mind. It's getting harder as the weeks slip come by. And turn on a dime, pass up your blind, and waiting for the truth to come live.
Adam Coburn there, live in the studio. Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Adam can be found on Kirby Chup. Can be found. Also can be found frequenting Buffalo on a Tuesday. So if you're interested in finding out more about him, why don't you pop along?
And we have seen him there, haven't we?
We have seen him there.
Good act.
We can vouch for him. Thank you very much, Adam. That was great stuff. Great stuff. Catch you later. Tom, we're going to leave them now. The show's winding down.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sad.
We're going to leave now with a little band called Saturday Sun and their song Seagull.
Yeah.
More, do you know it's good?
Saturday Sun there by the band. No, sorry, that's the band. The song was called Seagull, the band's called Saturday Sun. It's taken from their debut album, which is called Oryxy, I think. I'm not actually sure how you pronounce it. They released an EP, that band. Actually, they're from Swanage.
Okay? Yeah.
So, yeah, keep it in mind. 2010. And last year, they were featured on The Guardian's New Band of the Day. You know, had a big write-up about them.
Yeah.
And they released an EP in 2012, which was called Seagull. And the album that we've just heard from, Tom, do you want to know where it was recorded?
You know I do.
It was recorded in various locations.
Okay.
Okay. Including a cave in the cliffs near Swanage,
ooh,
a derelict school, a dark cellar in East London, a studio above a shopping precinct near Southampton, yeah, and in the basement of producer John Cornfield's house.
You're joking. I'm not Cornfield.
No, Cornfield.
What, the producer of bands such as Muse and Oasis?
Yeah, the very same.
Blimey.
The very same. The band have also supported Sigur Rós, no less.
Ooh, that's a bit of CV, isn't
it? That is not bad at all, is it? Yeah. That is not bad at all.
Yeah.
They list Oceanside as one of their influences.
Mm.
And to me, you know, I get a bit of Bon Iver in there, a bit of Sigur Rós.
Yeah, a little bit.
Radiohead. You know.
There's quite a lot of the stuff that we played today that's coming off debut albums or debut EPs. So it's good to see that, like, there's stuff just taking off.
The music scene is alive and kicking
it's
in Bournemouth.
Bursting, yeah.
It is alive and kicking in Bournemouth. Yeah. The band Saturday Sun are playing a gig on the 13th of February in Falmouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So get yourself down to Falmouth.
Get yourself down to people have got to travel a lot for the show. They've got to go to Bristol for tonight, London again, then you've got to go to Falmouth and stuff.
But it's worth it. It's all worth it.
Well, I would say so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the end of the Burst Music Exchange. Next week, Tom's, what can the listener expect?
Well, we're playing our cards fairly close to our chest with exactly what the content will be. But suffice to say, you'll be enjoying the international exchange.
Cultural exchange.
International cultural exchange.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And then after that, we've got you are coming in with the archive exchange.
I'm coming in with the archive exchange.
The following Friday.
Correct.
And then Ollie's coming in with the drama exchange the following Friday.
Yeah. So a lot to look forward to,
over
the next 3 weeks.
This is true. You've been listening to Burst. Thank you very much. And see you later.
Burst Music Exchange. Exchanging music.
So, Tom, that was the end of the show.
Twas.
Did you enjoy listening back to that?
I enjoyed listening back to it just as much as the listener enjoyed listening back to it, I imagine.
Hopefully. What was your favourite bit about it, Tom?
I probably had two highlights.
Yeah.
The first being our little session, our live session from our very own
Adam Coburn.
That's correct. And then the really short song, the 1:41, the what was it called?
It was called Happy For A Reason.
Happy For A Reason, yeah.
By
really
Krista
nice.
Green.
Really nice little song, that.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great song, wasn't it? My favourite song was Seagull, which was the last one we played by Saturday Sun. Thought that was a great song. Also, The Goin' Dogs, I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah. I like them.
I'm going to be checking them out.
Yeah. I mean, it was all pretty strong.
Yeah, all good stuff. There was no weak bit.
No.
Maybe us two. Yeah, that was the weakest. So you've been listening to a Burst production. This has been the Burst Music Exchange, written and produced by Michael Dale, with additional voices from Tom Harrison.
Thank you.
Oliver Morris was on the social media.
Hi!
And Adam Coburn was the live session act. Thank you very much for listening.